Yes. Hi, my name is Bill Nowlin. I'm calling from Cambridge, and I'm a member of an organization called SABRE, which is called the Society for American Baseball Research.
Yeah.
We have a committee that tries to collect sort of brief histories from people that played the game at one point or another, and we're trying to contact people that live in Massachusetts that once played Major League Baseball. And your name was on the list.
Oh, was it?
Yep. I see that you played. I looked you up.
I was only there for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, it was a cup of coffee for sure.
Yeah.
But I wonder if you have some time, if I could ask you a few questions.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, this was 1948 when you came up.
Right.
You were with the Red Sox.
Right.
And you were born in Boston, I see.
Right.
75 years ago. Tell me how it worked out that you ended up with the Red Sox. What was the kind of the path you came from?
Well, I pitched for Belmont High.
Okay.
And I had a pretty successful career as a pitcher. And they were running a baseball school over at Fenway Park for prospects. They'd invite you over to work out and look you over. And they invited me. I think Huey Duffy was in charge of it.
Oh, yes.
And I worked out with them and, showed them what I had, and they signed me when I was in high school.
And then what happened? You didn't get much bonus money back then, I guess.
No bonus money.
Probably nothing, actually.
No.
Where did you go then? What happened there? Did they have
well,
you?
Well, I went down to Allentown, Pennsylvania for just a short time because I was ready to go in the service.
I see.
In the Air Corps. So I just got a couple of weeks of baseball and then spent 2.5 years in the Army. And then continued when I got out of the service, went down to spring training and ended up with Roanoke my first year and also my second year.
Now, what year did you graduate from high school? What year did
43.
They... 43. So it was during World War II then?
Right.
And they signed you, but then you had to go off and serve.
That's right.
Were you overseas at all?
Yeah. I was over in North Africa in India.
Yeah, okay. And my dad spent some time in North Africa.
Oh, did he?
Just briefly. He was mainly working off the coast of Yugoslavia. But
oh, yeah. I was over in Casablanca for a year, and then when they dropped that bomb, they were releasing a lot of the fellows that had a lot of months of service from the CBI theater.
Yep.
And I went over there for another 6 months to replace some of those troops.
Right. Actually, my father spent quite a time in Casablanca because he had both of his legs broken, and he was in the Fifth Army Hospital there, I guess.
Oh, is that so?
For quite a while.
Yeah. Gee, that's too bad.
He came back just in time to create me, I guess. Cause
is your dad still alive?
Yes, he is.
Oh, great.
I was born in 45.
For heaven's sake.
So when you grew up, were you anybody in your family Red Sox fans or just baseball in general?
Well, yeah, we all rooted for the Red Sox in the family. And then when I signed with them, of course, we became,
Well, sure.
Fans.
But was any of your parents or uncles or anybody, had played before?
No. My father had pitched semi-pro ball.
Oh, okay.
And it was pretty good. He played in the Brockton League, Industrial League.
Yeah.
He was a pitcher, and he batted fourth. And I used to carry his clippings around.
Yeah. What was his name?
Paul.
Paul Palm?
Yeah.
So he probably showed you a few pointers then growing up.
Well, not too much. In those days, dads didn't pay, didn't have time to spend a lot of time with their kids because they were working so hard,
you know. What kind of work did he do?
He was a printing instructor at Wentworth Institute.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not far from Fenway.
No.
As it happens. Did you ever go into games as a kid?
No, not now. Oh, as a kid I did, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember my grandfather took me into a game at Braves Field, I think it was 1935.
Yeah.
And I saw Babe Ruth hit a home run.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would have been 10, I guess, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you probably remember...
35 or 36, somewhere in there. Ruth was just finishing his career.
Was he with the Braves then?
He was with the Braves, yeah.
Yeah, there was just a year or so that he was with them.
Yeah, right.
Then when you were 14, Ted Williams came up for the Red Sox.
That's right.
39.
39.
So you probably remember that, too.
Oh, yeah. We were a big fan of Williams.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember when he hit the 406.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now that would have been
great ball player.
Yep, definitely.
He was on the team when I played.
Yeah, you would have met him briefly there anyhow.
Pardon me?
I said you would have met him briefly at that time.
Yeah, I went to spring training with him a couple of years.
Yeah, so when you came back from the service, what year did you end up at Roanoke?
1946.
Okay, so the you went to spring training that year and you
it made the Roanoke team.
Yeah.
Eddie Popowski was the manager there.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And then I spent the second year at Roanoke, too. Mike Higgins managed that year at Roanoke.
Yep.
They had a pretty good record there. 14-8, 2 years in a row there.
Both years?
At Roanoke, yeah.
You had the same record both years?
Two years in a row. Same one and last record.
That's interesting. So 46 and 47. Well, since you remember that, do you remember your earned run average, more or less?
I remember my earned run average in Birmingham when the year the Sox called me up.
That's what you do. You started in 48 in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Now, when you went these 3 years, did you always train with the same place that the big league club trained?
No. If you were assigned to Roanoke, you trained in a certain place.
Yeah, okay.
And Birmingham had their regular spring training, but not with the big club.
What level was Roanoke then?
Roanoke was Class B.
Class B.
Piedmont League.
And then how about
Birmingham Double A, Southern League.
Double A, yeah.
Yeah.
So you started with Birmingham then in 48.
48, yeah.
And you got called up, your first game was July 11th.
Yeah, I got called up in the mid-season.
What was happening there? How were you doing with Birmingham then?
I was playing good. I was starting, and I was also relieving games in between starts. And I eventually led that league that year in earned run average. With 2.20, which was a good earned run average in that league.
That'd be tremendous today, anywhere.
That was a hitter's league.
Yeah.
So they had the lively ball. And so that got me promoted to the Sox. But I didn't get a chance to pitch much in spring training.
Right.
The next year, 49.
What happened when you came up with the Red Sox? Because you only took part in three games, but you came up in July.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they didn't like what they saw or whatever. They're right in the middle of a pennant fight.
Yep.
I don't think I saw them lose a game when I was with them.
So, but you came up, and do you remember the first game that you were in? Did you start or did you relieve?
No, I relieved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the first game was the day I joined the club in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And relieved an inning or so. It was a little wild, you know, nervous as hell, as you would be in a big league uniform.
Oh, I sure would be, yeah.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah. Then, but you took part in three different games.
Yeah.
It looks like maybe one inning a game or something.
Yeah, just about.
So looking at your line here, you pitched a total of three innings.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, you gave up.
Then they sent me back to Birmingham. We finished the year with Birmingham and won the Dixie Series down there.
Mm-hmm.
I won four games in the playoffs. And we beat Fort Worth for the Dixie Series title. We were big heroes in Birmingham that year.
I guess, yeah.
Paraded us through town and, you know, showered us with gifts and everything.
Yeah.
It was pretty nice.
Let me just ask one more question about the Red Sox, though. How long were you, was it like about a week, 10 days, or 2 or 3 weeks that you were up for?
I think it was 2.5, 3 weeks.
Yeah. So they just used you here and there a few times.
That's all.
And who were some of the other pitchers on that team? Was Parnell on the team then?
Yeah, Parnell was on the team.
Yep.
Ellis Kinder.
Yep.
Walter Matheson, Dave Parrish, Tex Houston.
Yeah, well, a lot of great pitchers, of course.
Mickey Harris. I think was there too, Earl Johnson.
Did any one of them have some time to spend with you at all?
Well, I roamed with Dave Ferris.
Yeah.
When we were on the road, but when I joined the club, it was just a couple of days in Philadelphia, and then we came home for a couple of weeks. I think they had a 2-week homestand at Fenway.
Did you stay at your home with your family then?
Yeah, I did. I lived in Belmont.
Yeah, so you just went and stayed with them.
Right.
That was handy.
Yeah, that was nice.
What did they think about your taking up baseball as a career, your family?
Well, they were excited about it.
Yeah. Especially?
They knew I loved it and, wanted to see me do as well as I could.
Of course, yeah.
I spent 5 years in it and, I got out when I was 25. I figured I wasn't going to be in the Hall of Fame. It's time to go to work.
Right. What'd you end up doing then? Did you pitch in 49 at all?
Yeah, 49 I pitched at Louisville. I was a couple of years at Louisville.
Yeah, 49 and 50?
Yeah.
And then that was...
And then they sold my contract out to the coast, to Sacramento.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I quit out there.
Did you go out there?
I had enough of it.
Did you go out there first?
Yeah, I went out there and with my wife, and I had a little baby. And
yep.
My oldest, and she was pregnant with the second one.
Yeah.
And I could see, I thought it was time to get out.
Right.
I had a job to come to.
What did you end up doing then?
I ended up selling printing ink.
Okay, so same industry as your father.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
In fact, he was associated with the same company.
Right.
He hired me.
Yep.
And I spent 25 years with that company.
Oh, that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, it did.
Did you feel welcome when you, throughout baseball, always have a good time pretty much and feel like the other players welcomed you? And?
Oh, yeah. I just always got along with my teammates, and it was a good experience.
Did you ever talk to Ted Williams at all to speak of?
No, not especially, but, we talked to each other during workouts and pitched batting practice to him and whatnot, you know.
Oh, so you did pitch some batting practice to him a few times.
Oh, yeah, during spring training, sure.
Yep. Hit the ball a long way.
Oh, yeah. He was a great hitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bobby Dorr was on that team, too, Pesky.
How about Johnny Pesky? Did you talk to
him? Billy Goodman. Yeah, Johnny Pesky, yep. He's a great guy, too.
Do you remember any conversations you had with any one of them or anything?
Well, I remember Pesky and I think Sam Mealy, Pesky, and myself went up to Bowdoin, Maine to more or less instruct the baseball team up there during the winter.
The college team?
They had a cage up there, you know. Danny McFadden, I think, was a coach at Bowdoin at the time.
Hmm.
So we took a trip up there and, we did what we could.
Now, Wilbur Wood came out of Belmont, too, right?
Yeah, he did after I did.
Because that was my time. He was around high school around the time I was. I remember him.
I remember reading about him.
Yeah.
Boy, he was quite a pitcher. Well, you learn that knuckleball, and that kept him in the big leagues, I guess.
Right.
Well, he was quite a guy.
I see you had one strikeout while you were up. Remember who you struck out?
I think it was Pat Seary.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
Yeah. I just wondered.
Yeah.
And you can't...
strikeout wasn't much, but I...
No, but you might remember it, though.
In high school, I struck out 18 a game. I averaged 18 strikeouts a game in high school. That's what got the Red Sox attention.
Yeah. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
No, right-handed. I could throw pretty hard.
What kind of pitches did you have?
Fastball. Curveball.
Mm-hmm. People didn't have sliders much or anything then.
I learned to slide a little later.
Night baseball was just coming into Boston.
Yeah.
The year before, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't have the slider in high school, but I didn't need it.
Right.
I could blow the ball by him, you know.
Did you ever get up to bat in the major leagues?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah. Yeah.
I
grounded out the shortstop or something.
Yeah, well, you might have only gotten up once or twice, because...
Yeah, I got up once. I remember Bob DiMaggio telling me, you should take a pitch or two. I was up there swinging... That's
right.
The first pitch, and probably shouldn't have been.
Yeah, sometimes it's a good idea to take that first pitch.
Yeah.
Who was your catcher?
Bertie Tebbutt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good player.
Yeah, he was a good player. And he was, in the twilight of his career there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was a smart catcher.
Did you, when you were in high school and stuff, were you decent as a hitter at all, or was it...
No.
Really?
No, I didn't. I only played pitch.
Yeah.
Pitcher, and I didn't play the field.
Well, you had the bat, though, didn't you?
We had a bat.
No DH back then.
No, I wasn't any shakes as a hitter.
Right.
I remember in Birmingham, I got three hits one night, and I think they sent that pitcher down the next day.
Yeah. So after you went then and started doing the work as a salesman, were you based in this area or did you travel some at all?
No, I was around the Boston office.
There. Yeah.
I used to cover the state of Maine,
mm-hmm.
the company, and South Shore, and North Shore.
How often would you go in to catch a game? Were you able to do that at all?
Yes. I didn't go to too many games.
You had some young kids coming along.
Yeah, we ended up with eight kids, so.
Oh, geez, okay.
We had one a year for eight years there.
Yeah.
Seemed like. I remember seeing Herb score a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Before he got hurt. I thought he was a great left-hander.
Did any of your kids ever play ball in school or anything?
No, they were pretty good ball players, too, but they seemed to generate to the golf more.
I see, yeah.
I took up golf later on in life and got the kids caddying, got them interested. And I had three of them on the golf team at one time here in Scituate, different age groups, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't do much with the baseball.
Right. The when you were... let me see, what number did you wear? Do you remember?
Well, the Sox?
The Red Sox, yeah.
Yeah, number 20.
I could look it up, but...
Yeah, 20.
Did they just tell you the number, or do you have a chance to pick it?
You join the club, they throw you a uniform.
Yeah.
Whatever number is on there is yours.
Did you get a chance to save your shirt at all?
No.
You had to turn it back in, or you just lost it?
I haven't got anything left of...
Yeah.
The only thing I've got of my baseball career is scrapbooks.
Right, yeah.
You know, write-ups of different games and whatnot.
Yep. When was the last time you went into Fenway? Get in this year or last year at all?
No, it's been quite a while since I've been in there.
Yeah. Do you ever hear from the Red Sox?
Yeah, I do.
You're on a mailing list and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, I'm on the mailing list, and they send me different catalogs and this, that, and the other, invite me to different things.
Did you ever go to any of them?
No, I haven't been to any of them.
Jeez, you ought to drop in sometime.
Well, they wouldn't know who the hell I was.
Well, I know. That's why it'd be fun to do it.
You know, Walt Thropo would know me, and
yeah.
Pesky maybe.
Well, I know Johnny Pesky pretty well, and you know, I'm sure some of these guys would be kind of a surprise and a treat if you dropped in. Just
well, maybe
you know,
it would.
Be fun for you, I'd think.
Huh?
Be fun for you, I'd think. Just
yeah. Well, it might be.
Take one of your.
I'm an old man now, though. Right.
Take one of your kids or something.
Yeah.
Do you follow the games, the Red Sox, on TV at all?
Yeah. In fact, I'm watching baseball tonight.
Well, yeah, we've got the World the ALCS going on.
Yeah.
Let's
see how the Yankees do. They're coming on in a couple of minutes here.
Yeah. Is the Red Sox still your favorite team, though?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I think they did a... Williams did a great job.
Yeah, I think...
Very difficult time, too.
Definitely, yeah.
With all that garbage going on.
They did a great year last year, and then this year... wasn't as good, but he had a lot more trouble with injuries and stuff. So
that's right.
It was a very difficult time.
But I think he's got a good mind, and you never hear him criticize his players. And he seems like a great guy to play for.
Yeah, I think so. Unless your name's Carl Everett, maybe. But
yeah, that's right.
Other than that,
I know.
Everybody else likes him.
He caused them a lot of grief. But
yeah.
He's looking to be traded.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know who'd want to take him on, but
at this point, yeah.
He'll end up somewhere with a batting average he's got in the home runs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, he might get it together next year or whatever. But.
Yeah, I hope he does.
Well, thank you for your time.
Well, you're welcome.
Enjoyed talking to you.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
Okay, yeah. Bye.
Take care, bye.